You're listening to the audio production of Irresistible Audio Bible Study by Andy Stanley, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Irresistible includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Well, hey there, I'm Andy Stanley, and I'm so honored you've invited me to your group for the next few weeks, days, or if you're binge watchers, maybe just a few hours. I've written over 20 books, I have preached hundreds of sermons, but I've never been more excited about content than the content contained in Irresistible. And I hope you'll read the entire book, but if not, no worries, we will have plenty to talk about, and you will have plenty to discuss in your group. So, let's get started, and there's no better place to start than a story. In 2005, my son Andrew, who was probably 13 at the time, went with me and another father-son duo to China. And while we were there, we toured an American-owned leather goods factory. The owner asked if he could be our guide, and we said, of course. And as we began, he introduced us to a Chinese girl who was probably in her early 20s, who had worked her way up to management. He asked if it would be okay if she shadowed us during our visit, and of course, we were fine with that. 2 hours later, we were back in his office for a quick recap, and as we wrapped up, he asked, "Does anyone have any questions?" referring to the tour. And to all of our surprise, the Chinese girl raised her hand, but her question wasn't directed to our guide, which was her boss. Her question was directed at me, and she said this. She said, "Are you a pastor?" Now, I had no idea where this was going. I had not introduced myself as a pastor. I wasn't even sure if it was okay to be a pastor. After all, we were in China. I said, "Yes, I'm a pastor." But what she said next, well, you may find this hard to believe. I certainly did. But in her beautiful, broken English, she smiled and said, "How good is good enough? I recognize your voice." Well, as you can imagine, I was floored. How Good is Good Enough is the title of a little book I had recently published, but the book was based on a manuscript from a sermon that I had preached many years before. She said, 2 years ago, someone gave me a CD of your sermon, How Good is Good Enough. I listened to it over and over, and then I asked Jesus to save me and to live inside me. Before I was empty, and now I am full. Well, I was stunned, but she went on. She said, "I wanted to go to church, but there are no churches in my city." She began attending a Bible study in an apartment close to where she lived. The closest church, as it turned out, was like an hour away. She said it took her almost 2 hours to get there by bus. But that wasn't her only question. Her follow-up question is why I'm sharing this bit of self-serving narrative. After telling us about how difficult it was to get to church, she asked, "Pastor, why doesn't everyone in America go to church?" I had no idea how to respond. How do you explain the marginalization of the church in America to a Chinese millennial who was empty but now is full? How do you explain thousands of empty churches to a young lady who would be there every time the door was opened if there was a door to open? Honestly.